Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
This is the happiest half hour you'll ever know, and this is Brenda Pierce, the Empowered Nurse with the Breast Show Radio Show. And we're very thankful to have you with us and in getting empowered with all this wonderful information. I want to take this minute to introduce you to Pat Kennedy, the co-convener of this wonderful and amazing event. Welcome to the happy hour, Pat.
Oh, thank you. You know, I can't stop bopping to that song, and it's just so powerful, the words, that I can just see generations of women dancing to that and feeling empowered, and that's what this show does. And we bring the education, we bring the current research, and I'm so excited. I know the show is around the corner, the Breast Show in Town, the 11th anniversary event. It is a time to become educated, empowered, and supported on your journey to integrative options, to inform decisions, your freedom to take charge and be in the driver's seat for your health. And so when we can bring some of these amazing, interesting dynamics that all have to do with breast health, and let's face it, I know, Brenda, you and I have talked with many people about this. It's a great tagline, Breast Show in Town, but every cancer is preventable. And we want everyone to come out of all descriptions, ages, and backgrounds, because when we know that prevention starts at birth, we've got a lot of work to do here. And I'm so pleased for our profiled and very valuable speaker that will be at this next Breast Show as a keynote speaker. And that's Allie Oakes, and she's president of Swiss Bionic, and we'll get her to explain more about what her background is, but also in PEMF Global Canada. PEMF, for those listeners that don't know what that stands for, is Pulsed Electromagnetic Fields. Now, when I met Allie last year at our Breast Show, and we were pleased to meet her and some of her people and her mats were being profiled at the show, it was pretty obvious, her passion, her knowledge, her desire to make a difference. She had to talk at this event. I was very impressed with her expertise, but also her passion to make a difference. And I find in my realm of work, which has a lot to do with breast cancer prevention, I find that something as abstract that we cannot feel, taste, touch, or smell, people put that on the absolute back burner. And I want to say that you're going to learn a lot in this next half hour. And Allie, I welcome you to the show and definitely just want to hear a little bit about your journey to how you got involved in electromagnetic fields.
Thank you, Pat, and thank you for having me. And you're right, I'm very, very passionate about this true health, wellness, and anti-aging technology from Switzerland. And to give you a little bit of a background, when I started 10 years ago with this business, I had a whole host of health issues. Mind you, not breast cancer, but I had back pain, I couldn't sleep. I had irritable bowel. I was supposed to have a hysterectomy and a shoulder surgery. And I had no energy because I couldn't sleep. And I became depressed, right? Because I didn't have energy, I didn't sleep, I was depressed. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with me because I was no fun. And this is the life of a lot of the people in North America, right? And I was introduced to PMF through a girlfriend of mine that I used to go to school with. And I didn't know what PMF was, so I totally understand, you know, when people are not up to par as to what PMFs are and the power of PMF and how they fit into our present healthcare system. And I just used it, and I got better and better and better. And that was 10 years ago. I feel I have energy to burn now. I look 10 years younger than I did back then. And I know. And I can sleep. I have no more pain. I did not have to have a hysterectomy. And I didn't have to have shoulder surgery. This is how powerful PMFs are. And then when I went out, and, like, of course, my friends and family, they noticed the difference, and they wanted one too. And then when I went out and started to talk to strange people about the topic, some didn't even want to hear because this was like Ali with her voodoo machine, like this snake oil. And I remember, you know, last year when I was at your breast cancer show in London, and we had a booth there, and I just said this to Brenda before the show. When I look back, there was still the idea of people, when you talk about cell phones, when you talk about the impact of wireless and other forms of radiation in our environment and how it impacts our health, they're like, people were looking at me as if I was from another planet. What's she talking about? How bad can cell phones be when everybody uses them, right?
Yeah, this is the crazy thing, right? That people expect to be sick, broken, ill, die, be decrepit, and don't realize that it's not our natural state of being, and that they're... that the things that we take for granted are really not necessarily in our best interest, right?
That's right. And you are absolutely right. You know, when you started out saying that, you know, there are things in our environment, such as wireless and other form of radiation, you know, that directly impact our health on the cell level. But, you know, as you said before, because you can't hear them, you can't feel them, you can't taste them, you can't smell them, therefore... we believe they don't exist. And I want to also address a point that you just mentioned. People in North America, I'm from Germany, and I'm not going to apologize for it.
No,
because we have a direct approach. But also what I noticed in North America, you know, when I entered the health industry, I noticed something very different from Germany, that here in North America, people are so associated with their diseases, they own them. It becomes their back pain, it becomes their breast cancer, it becomes their health issue, and they identify with it and they become it. And like you said, they expect, you know, when you hear statistics, one out of how many women will get breast cancer. So women are just waiting. When is it going to be my time, right?
Yeah. And I think a big part of that whole mentality is the fact that we are so ingrained in this very fearful and judgmental mainstream system. And for some reason, even some of the most intelligent corporate leaders of females still do what their doctor tells them to do. And
yes,
it's education, because our system is broken and
yes,
it needs to crash and burn and rebuild. And that's one of the key things that has to happen. And I love your topic for the breast show coming up, the next frontier in medicine and health. We have to be educated and understanding that it isn't all the stuff that's tangible that might be our worst enemy.
That's
it's
right.
All around us.
And you know, we have options. You know, cancer, for instance, is a symptom. It's not a disease in itself. Right, it's a symptom of something going wrong in your body, and And then, you know, people in North America, it is so strange in that they actually accept that they're a victim of their genetic makeup.
Mm.
Right?
That's
like,
so sad.
Yeah, but it is true, right?
It is true. It is true.
And
you see it every day.
Right, and I'm so passionate about wireless and other form of radiation, educating people about it, and most people don't understand the connection. And yet, the World Health Organization has already listed cell phones as a possible carcinogenic to humans. It's in the same category as lead, engine exhaust, DTT, and jet fuel, right?
Yeah.
And just because we can't feel these invisible form, you know, coming from the cell phone towers, our microwave ovens, our computers, and it has a direct impact on the human health. And how does the mechanism exist? Well, our human cells, we have 75, and we're going to get to specific breast cancer in a minute. But just a little background on the human body. This is biology 101. Your doctor will not teach you that. The human cell has 75 trillion cells, period. The essence of human health is optimum cell function because that's the building block. So if your cells don't function at the optimum level, the body cannot do its job, right? And when cell function is impaired, our cell charge drops and cells, then their function is impaired, cell charge drops, and what happens then, you know, the metabolism slows down and these cells do not turn over into healthy cells anymore. They become malignant. So the healthy charge of a human cell would be minus 70 to 90 millivolt. Cancer cell is minus 20, minus 30 millivolt. So at that voltage, cells can turn into cancer. So imagine you could keep up the voltage and optimum cell function in all your 75 trillion cells. What would happen?
Gosh.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Boggles the mind,
no.
Doesn't it?
Yeah,
gosh.
But it's so simple. So now
yeah.
The body can repair, it can regenerate, it can counteract cancer and other diseases. So we're not saying that with a pulsed electromagnetic field system that we're curing cancer, but we can create an environment in the body with optimized cell charge so that the body can actually deal and heal and repair itself. So it's activating the body's self-healing mechanism. This is how simple this is in a nutshell, right?
Well, you know, Allie, the thing is, though, too, we use radiation to kill cancer. And here we are inflicting
yeah.
our bodies with the thing that can cause more cancer. And, you know, it's just as asinine to think that, you know, that radiation on radiation for the treating the effects of radiation is the answer when sometimes it is, but lots of times there's a lot of damage from it. I just really am so thrilled that you're able to share with us this information.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm so passionate, and you're right. Chemo or radiation is not always the answer. But here's what happens today. A woman, if I would discover that I have breast cancer, my doctor would tell me I have breast cancer. What happens to the average woman in North America? They get scared. They feel like they have to immediately react and do something. And what does your doctor recommend? Chemo, radiation. You know, that's the standard treatment. Apart from it being extremely expensive, it's not always the answer. Yes, it has helped some women, but only if you don't kill too many healthy cells. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, people, you know, that have had cancer, I mean, there is a lot of evidence that cancer, chemo doesn't even kill cancer or destroy cancer. It just delays it, and it attacks healthy cells, and then, you know, people's immune system is worn down, and they cannot really recover. So we have a
That's huge, Allie, because we're talking about the mainstream classic method in which they deal with it, but also they're only allowed to deal with it with the poison/burn method, I call in cancer treatment. The other fascinating thing which you bring to the table, which is intriguing to most people, if they even take the time to understand, we talk about various things like parasites, bacteria, fungus, viruses. These are all precursors to cancer. There are many. As a toxic thing, people forget that something like electromagnetic energy, electromagnetic fields that they are exposed to and cannot escape in this modern world, that's your biggest toxin bombarding your cells and causing them to react continuously. And when cells are reacting and are revved up and inflamed, you've got to get rid of the source of the problem, which is the EMF and the EMR.
Right. And this is the biggest challenge in modern-day living because, number one, people don't understand what do these – because magnetic fields can be good or bad. They can heal and they can harm. So magnetic fields within the frequency range of human cell frequencies, which is between 0.5 and 28 hertz, actually heal and repair. Anything outside of that range begins to affect the cell metabolism in a negative way. So, you know, when we talk at the level of 0.5 to 28 hertz for human cells, and now we're talking about megahertz range for cell phones and other forms of wireless radiation, here's what happens. You know, these frequencies are so far outside of the range of human cell frequencies and have direct impact on our human cells by impairing cell function. So now your cells, like you said, they become inflamed, you know, cell metabolism is slowed down. What happens when cell metabolism is slowed down? The cells can't absorb nutrients, they can't eliminate toxins, they can't function properly. So this happens over time by continuous exposure to wireless and other forms of radiation. And when we talk about cell phones, you know, in all my presentations, I ask people, how many of you believe that cell phones aren't good for you? Most people would say, yes, I believe they're not good. And then if you ask people why, they don't know because they're not educated.
And Allie, young women are putting their cell phones inside their lap because predominantly 70% of women are right-handed. They're putting their cell phones inside over top of their left breast, and as many of my clients tell me, they're taking their Fitbit and putting it over top of their left breast.
Unbelievable. Wow. Yes. So, I mean, we have, you know, for instance, I can give you a little bit science about it. So, for instance, scientists, they took two test tubes of sperm from men, from the same healthy men, and exposing only one of them to cell phone radiation. They found that the one exposed to radiation had sperm that died three times more quickly and had three times more damage to its mitochondrial DNA. So there is also additional, there are many, many studies done to show the link between cell phone use and breast cancer. So understand this. It damages mitochondrial DNA. It damages our DNA in our cell. And so there's a metabolic imbalance caused by radiation from your wireless devices, right? And and they're linked to a number of health risks, such as like neurodegenerative diseases and cancer. And cell phones are two-way microwave radios that should not be kept directly on the body, you know, be it the breast or be it the pocket a man's pant pocket,
mm-hmm.
right? And like you said, you know, there are, and the interesting thing is because people always they used to believe that, you know, it's genetically predetermined whether you get breast cancer or not. Well, there are an accumulating number of reports showing that young women that have no family history of any diagnosis of breast cancer actually have breast cancer, okay? Nothing in the family. And these tumors were usually located directly underneath the skin where they placed their cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's criminal, isn't it?
It is criminal.
Well, we have to get the message out. It's key because here's what's happening. I'm a grandmother. I have four grandbabies. The children all have this super understanding of technology. They can grab a cell phone and know how to access every part of it. It's shocking to me. But, you know, here's what we need to discuss now. We need to discuss the good news. We can protect ourselves from this. We can make better choices. And we can help the body keep electromagnetic radiation from affecting us negatively. We can keep it at bay. There's many, many options. So I'd love to hear how the Swiss Bionic mat works. People want to wrap their mind simply around this concept.
It's very simple. Very, very simple. We have 75 trillion cells. We talked about them. So if we're exposed to wireless and other form of radiation, we have mitochondrial dysfunction and we are impairing our DNA on all our 75 trillion cells, right? So mm-hmm. when you lie on a whole body mat, PMF system, and by the way, ours has received the medical device license by Health Canada, which we're very thrilled about.
Awesome.
You know, yeah. That wasn't last year when
That's
I was
huge.
At the press show.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you lie on a whole body mat system, you are exposed to the frequencies of the magnetic field of the Earth, which are also embedded within the biological window of human cell frequencies. So all your cells resonate with their own frequencies. And that takes about 8 minutes. Cell charge is raised. Cells perform at their optimum function.
Wow.
And the body can,
Only 8 minutes. Wow, that's amazing.
Twice a day. And the body can repair, it can regenerate, it can rejuvenate, cell function is restored. And so in that essence, you know, I'm not saying you can use whatever wireless devices, you know, and just use a PMF system and you're good to go. That would be of disservice to people because, you know, when it comes to wireless and other form of radiation, all the gadgets we use, distance becomes our friend. The further away you can be from it, the better. However, not all of us have the choice to move to the beach, correct?
True.
Right. You know, if we could all be at the beach, away from cell phone towers, from computers, walk bare feet, don't drive in cars, you know, with rubber tires, walk with rubber shoes or on concrete where we are so detached from the magnetic field of the Earth, which our cells need to perform optimally. So if we could all be at that particular beach, we wouldn't need our device. But in our modern-day living, the majority of us do not have that choice or that option. And I find that when I talk to people and say, well, you should remove your phone, you should not keep your cell phone in your bra. Well, I don't have a purse. If I go here, I go there. Where do I put my cell phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the question. You have to remove the cell phone, whether you are on our system or not, because keeping your cell phone in the bra increases your chance of getting breast cancer drastically. So that is a fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping with your cell phone or putting your cell phone on your ear while you talk drastically increases your chance of getting a brain tumor. And the evidence is there, right?
That was proven by the World Health Organization years ago.
Exactly.
Everyone poo-pooed it. We don't even have any regulations here in Canada, do we?
No. No, because, I mean, it's all lobby. You know, it's all lobby,
mm-hmm.
and it's all, I mean, you know, at one point I was working with Frank Clegg and his organization here in Oakville, where I live, and Frank Clegg happens to be the former president of Microsoft Canada,
wow.
and he formed an organization, and the website for that is www.c4st.org, Canadian for Safe Technology. And because his wife has super, super hypersensitivities to electromagnetic and wireless radiation, he sort of went the other way, you know, from all the technology to advocating safe technology, trying to force cell phone companies to make safer technology, to put warning labels on. And, you know, it's been an enormous advocate. But you know what? These kids, right, and young girls, right, they don't listen, right?
No.
Because they look around and everybody else, you know, is using it, so it can't be so bad. It was the same with the cigarettes. Remember, there was a time when cigarette was fashionable to smoke?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fashionable to have a cell phone, and it is so fashionable, you know, to have, like, everybody always has to be locked in and connected and so on. And people do not understand the direct impact. And because in a lot of our lives, we cannot detach ourselves completely from this technology. It's not possible because for a lot of us, our jobs require that, right? So it begins in the workplace. Your employer, you know, has a setup where you are exposed to wireless radiation all day long, regardless of whether you live on the beach. So we all have to do something, and we all, and I'm saying this, and I can't say it anymore often to people, we all need a pulse, low-frequency-based pulsed electromagnetic field system for the entire family to use every day to restore our cell function. And when somebody has, like, breast cancer or any other form of cancer, like we said, you know, we are not curing cancer. We just help to provide an environment in the body. So if somebody has localized areas of tumor or cancer, then people use our applicator, which is either a pillow, and you'll see it at the breast show. Everybody can get to try it
mm-hmm.
for free. You know, you can use pillow and probe
yeah.
over the area. And I have to say, without making any claims, because we have to be careful what we say and not mislead people, we have quite a few women, some who have even claimed that their tumor shrank by using the applicator in addition to the whole body mat. Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
I know.
You know what? This is phenomenal information, Allie, and our half hour is almost up. It's
oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yes,
we
exactly.
want more. You have to come out to the breast show, right, Brenda?
Absolutely. There's more, and I will be speaking, and I will be at the booth to answer all questions. I actually went to Dubai, to the Canadian University of Dubai, to get a degree in PMF. You know, I'm so passionate about sharing this information. I want everybody at the breast show to come speak to us. We're going to have Suzanne there again and speak to us. But most of all, come and try out the PMF system and see how much energy you get and how much better you sleep and how you can reduce pain and inflammation. We'd like to show this to you.
There are solutions
well.
Out there. Oh, my gosh, this is fantastic.
Yes, there are.
Thank you so much. Cannot wait to hear your talk on the next frontier, and we have to find out about it. It's our responsibility for even the next generations. This is key.
We have to share this and give people the education so that they can make intelligent choices.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
With that, that is a wonderful way to end this episode. Thank you so much, Allie. It's been phenomenal. Can't wait to see you at the breast show. And to make sure people go www.breastshowintown.ca to get your $5 admission tickets. Hurry, hurry. They're the hottest tickets in town. Right, Pat?
Absolutely. Life-altering.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Life-altering. Thank you, Ali, so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so bye for now, everyone. Stay tuned for our next amazing episode coming up soon.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.